Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday the 17th of April. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell stated that US President Trump's taxes would raise inflation and lower growth, more than the Federal Reserve had expected. This is not something that is necessarily surprising to financial markets. Most investors had worked out that there would be higher inflation and slower growth as a result of the tariffs. However, when the Fed chair says it quite like that, it does create new expectations about policy. Powell went on about anchoring inflation expectations, including long-term inflation expectations. It's important to remember that Republicans think inflation this year will be 0.9%, and Democrats think inflation in the States this year will be 7.9%. So there is a question of whose inflation expectations are actually being monitored. Over a third of US consumers, at least according to the dubious evidence offered by surveys, think inflation will be over 10% this year. So what does that mean for the Fed? Probably rate cuts are coming. The stress Powell laid on long-term inflation expectations, combined with the damage to growth as erratic policy and trade taxes undermine economic activity, means that the economic growth side of the mandate is likely to be the Fed's focus. But the inflation part of the Fed's mandate means that markets should not expect the Fed to act as vigorously to offset growth weakness as it would if this was something other than a self-inflicted economic slowdown. There is some optimism about a US-Japan trade deal. Trump attended the trade talks in person, and given the tendency towards the imperial presidency model, this is important. There is no point striking a deal with US Commerce Secretary Lutnick when the authority is concentrated in the whims of another individual. Trump said there was, quote, big progress, and the inclination of investors seems to be to treat that as meaning another big retreat from the US side. Japan is important as the largest reported international holder of US treasuries, but as its trade data showed today, aging societies do not tend to run large trade surpluses. The US administration prioritizing trade deals with Japan is a little like returning to the economics of the 1980s. The ECB is to decide on interest rates today, and of course that means that markets benefit from listening to the wisdom of ECB President Lagarde at the press conference. The ECB is universally expected to cut rates. 62 economists say so, and how could so many economists ever possibly be wrong? This reduction in rates was part of a preset plan, so it's not a specific reaction to the expected slowdown of the US economy. It will be of some interest to compare the comments of Lagarde with those of Powell, because the self-inflicted nature of the US slowdown is not going to be replicated in Europe exactly. And of course, things like lower energy prices in the wake of erratic US policy are an economic benefit for Europe. The US fully fed manufacturing sentiment survey is due. This is poor quality data. All sentiment surveys are extremely suspect in this day and age, but markets have a heightened sensitivity to the risk that firms just choose to do nothing in the face of massive policy uncertainty. There's no real way of measuring that reliably, so sentiment surveys, which offer a way of measuring that extremely unreliably, assume some importance. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only. and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.